Yeah, you're right. You're right. So I want, Richard Gage is going to come up here, and again, I can't say enough what he's done for, quote, the 9/11 movement, but what he's done for me. Because of the Building 7, the fact that we're on Geraldo, that was unbelievable. I did 10 interviews around the country that week. When it comes out again, I will do 10 more. Every time I do an interview, I will give my message. Well, I thank Richard Gage for that. Because otherwise, these names, everybody dies out. And the fact that you can't argue with science. And Richard Gage has started out, I don't know how much you started out with Richard, but it's up to over 1,400. And I really, really want to give him thanks for that and welcome you to the stage. Okay?
Very kind. Thank you. I've been asked to give evidence tonight, so I hope you'll come back and hear that. But right now, there's a little story to share with you that I've been asked to do. I came late on the scene, and I apologize for that. And I apologize for the thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of architects and engineers who are not here tonight. I'd like to extend my personal apology. I have talked to many of them, and until we get them in front of the evidence that you're going to see tonight, they don't want to hear it, just like the experience that many of you have had. They don't want to see it. 10 years ago, I watched the towers come down on TV, and I was just in a state of shock. I didn't know what I was looking at. None of us had seen anything like that kind of destruction before, save some very explosive events. But, you know, we were told that it was an orange, and yet what we're looking at is an apple, and we're in a state of shock. And we don't use our rational faculties very well in that state. And what were we told, you know, right up front? This is what happened. This is how it happened. And we don't even use our faculties. This didn't look anything like one would expect a gravitational collapse to look like, the Twin Towers. I didn't even see Building 7 come down until 4 years ago. And when I was shown that, I said, well, sure, you know, that's a controlled demolition, just like Danny Jawenko. It's a team of experts did that, he said, without knowing that it happened on 9/11. And then when asked, did you know this happened on 9/11? He says, well, they must have worked very fast. You know, that's what was up for him there. He knew. I was very conservative. I was a Ronald Reagan Republican. This is really actually true. I voted for him twice. When we were going to go in and get those perpetrators in Afghanistan, I was all for it. When we were going to get the perpetrators in Iraq and prove that they were responsible at the UN Colin Powell, I was very excited. Because I wanted justice. So you can see where I'm coming from. And then when that fateful day on March of 2006, the radio got turned on my van on my way to a construction observation, I heard Bonnie Faulkner on KPFA's Guns and Butter program. She's done an extraordinary job, one of the only stations, programs on that station, which is one of very few stations that would ever consider playing such a program. But the left gatekeepers on that program are extraordinary. But she got through. She's a volunteer. She she put David Ray Griffin on, and I'm hearing this elder gentleman talk about all of this evidence for the explosive demolition of the Twin Towers, and the first responders who have experienced all of these explosions, 118 of them, of the 500 that were recorded by Thomas von Essen, fire chief commissioner, and this evidence was withheld for until 2005, when the city of New York was forced by the appellate court to release the information to the New York Times. And only then did we hear all of these people talking about flashes of light. This is all documented quite well, by the way, by one of our speakers at this conference, Graham McQueen, who's put this on a peer-reviewed paper on the Journal of 9/11studies.com. So I'm listening anyway to this evidence, and I just have to say, I was just in this kind of zone where I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It, never before had I heard any alternative explanation as to how these towers came down. And I didn't have any reason to. He didn't sound like a kook, David Ray Griffin. And so I had to pull my van over and listen to the rest of it. I said, this is really important. You know, something got to me then. And I went that night or the next night, and there were 600 people packed into this auditorium, and they were sold out. I had to go home. I couldn't even get in the theater to watch it. But I remember thinking, if this is really true, then how are they letting him speak? You know, how have they let me speak for 4 years now? They don't seem to be bothering most of us who are speaking. Well, I feel really fortunate about that. We can get the word out. I'm not looking forward to the time when I do get threats. I imagine that's coming. I don't know. This is all new to me. I'm just an architect. A pretty normal architect. I worked 40 hours a week. I designed high schools and civic centers and animal shelters, and before that, residences. The 15 architects and engineers that I worked for in the San Francisco Bay Area thought I was nuts when I brought this information. I started talking to them. Have you ever heard of Twin Towers coming down by explosions, conspiracies? One of them had. The rest of them thought I was nuts. And so I found out about Stephen Jones. He had a PowerPoint. I downloaded it. I took it to the office. I said, I'm going to buy you guys pizza, and you're going to listen to this. And they said, okay. They all came. Afterward, they all agreed with me. Oh, my God, you're right. These were brought down by explosions. Every one of them. Once they got in front of the evidence, so I said, wow, this is incredible. They, all 14 out of the 15 signed our petition. The other one was my boss, and he was Middle Eastern, so he didn't want to sign. You know, he was concerned. So we start out with one architect and engineer for 9/11 Truth, yours truly, and then we had 15. Four years later, we have over 1,464 or something like that today. It's really working well. We have over 40 volunteers who work anywhere from 20 to 40 hours a week for AE911 Truth on 20 different committees with 20 conference calls. I'm on every one of them. So I'm on the conference calls 20 hours a week with an international team of people who are supported in their work by over 200 sustaining supporters. You can help, by the way, by giving anywhere from $10 to $25 to $100 a month. It can help us. I'm full time. I earn now a salary, but it's far less than I was earning as an architect. And we have a secretary, and we have some paid staff, partially paid. And so there's so much more work that we can do. But what are we doing? We're speaking around the world every other weekend. We're coming up. We'll be in a 10-city Midwest tour in April for 2.5 weeks. After that, in mid-May, Atlanta and in Florida. And then we've been invited to go on a Celtic tour, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England, with 7 stops, including Cambridge University. We are making a dent. We have a team of presenters that are presenting around the United States, and we need to develop that team. We meet on Monday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, for those of you who are speakers. We have, there's architects here who are on that team as well, and engineers. We have a congressional outreach team led by one of our attendees here, Wayne Costa, right here in Connecticut. He's extraordinary. He's looking for opportunities. There's Wayne back there. Talk to Wayne about what you can do to help. He, as the head of this team, has gotten the Blueprint for Truth, actually the San Francisco Press Conference, our latest DVD, announcing 1,000 architects into the hands of every congressperson and senator, along with our VIP packet, our 9/11 investigator newspaper, our street brochure. I mean, we have the materials that you can use to enhance your credibility when talking about 9/11 truth. You've heard a few of the speakers say, including Geraldo today, yeah, those noisy protesters, I don't know, but the fact that they have all of these architects and engineers, that's pretty hard to dismiss. And so use us. We have an incredible body of materials where the evidence is fairly well laid out for you, and you can take them. They're cheap, 8 cents a piece or something in bulk, these cards. You can hand them out, and what do you say? I'm a conspiracy theorist, and this is my favorite conspiracy theory. No. Just ask the question. Hold up the card and say, there's 1,400 architects and engineers calling for a new investigation of this building, Building 7. It looks like a controlled demolition. What do you think? Will you help me figure this out? Ask them for their advice, particularly architects and engineers. Email every architect and engineer in your community, media representatives, your congressmen. We have a letter you can download in our download section of our website under Take Action, or both of those. And you can send that email, that letter, to any number of people, including your friends. The ones you've lost anyway because you said the wrong thing to them or in the wrong way. Try this. Okay, so see, I'm not alone here. I have architects and engineers. With 25,000 years of technical professional experience. We're here to serve. I mean, I've never been an activist before. 4 years ago, my whole life changed. This has taken a very difficult, it's been a very difficult path for me personally. I mean, I've lost my career, in a sense. I didn't have time for it anymore. I worked 40 hours a week, then 20, and then I had to say, sorry, I'm just too busy trying to wake up our fellow architects and engineers and countrymen. And so then I went full-time, and there's just not enough hours in the day to get all the work done that we have. The more volunteers we have, the more I have to get busier trying to assist them. So we need you to assist us on any number of teams, including our cable TV outreach team. And you can join us at AE911Truth on one of these conference calls, but you can also just get Blueprint for Truth on your local cable. That can reach, there's 700 cable stations around the country, and we can reach hundreds of thousands of people that way. Many people have been reached. Our 9/11 anniversary events, where we're going to have vigils outside the county courthouses on September 8th or 9th, all across the country with the 20,000 supporters that will be guiding to do this and in educating the local community officials and leaders all across the country by these local groups, local action groups. We have an action group team. You yourself, you and a friend, or your We Are Change group, your 9/11 Truth group, you can become also an AE 9/11 Truth action group. That means that on the 11th of every month or there nearby, you have actions. And each month we get together on a conference call. We coordinate what the action is for the next month. Your website and your email goes on our website so people can find you locally wherever you are. And then we also can say to the media, the Congress, and other architects, look, we have action groups all across the country. Right now we just have about 24. We want about 200 or 300, and we think we'll be there really soon. And so this month we're sending that introduction letter, a 4-page introduction letter with testimonies from architects and engineers and attached to the back, and that gets emailed to your friends, architects and engineers, media officials, etc. Next month, the official action for the action groups will be to visit your congresspeople and take the 10-minute blueprint for truth there and show it to them and ask them to do what? We've got it narrowed down now. Write a letter to NIST asking for a new investigation of Building 7, asking for to answer our FOIA requests. Why won't you release the input data for the computers that falsify a whole bunch of things trying to prove your ridiculous theory that this building came down according to normal office fires? So this is among those actions. We have a video team, which is producing our new video team, our new video, DVD, 9/11 Explosive Evidence Experts Speak Out. Some of you in this room were interviewed for that DVD. We're going to be putting it all together, and it comes out before September. It's a lot of work. We need help. We have a 5-minute mini documentary on Building 7 that's going to play on PBS stations, guaranteed, all across the country. In a small series of little filler segments, and we're paying a lot of money for that, so we're raising funds for that too. We have a verification team that verifies all our architects and engineers. We need help, your help on that too. So there's so much that you can do to help, given that we've made the sacrifice, you know, the personal sacrifice on my part. Losing my house, losing my wife, all because of the efforts that I'm making. You know, not everybody can handle 9/11. They can't have it around them. And it's separating families, it's separating friends, it's separating colleagues. So as long as you're, you know, what are you going to do? As soon as you step forward, yes, you'll take some losses, but what are you going to gain? What I've gained is incredible. What I've gotten when I've spoken in groups like this, and people look at me in the eye and they're teared because they are so grateful that somebody is stepping forward and taking the banner and trying to galvanize the 80,000 architects of the American Institute of Architects and Engineers. What I'm asking you to do is to speak that truth regardless of the risks and watch what happens in your personal life, your own sense of being. You're joined by forces so much greater than you ever imagined and so much greater than the appearance of power in those who have perpetrated 9/11. So I'm asking you to take courage and join us. This is a call to action. For all of us. Speak the truth, and the truth will speak through you. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Thank you to all the family members and Richard Gage. That was really great, wasn't it? Just fabulous, yes. So we're going to take a lunch break right now, and on your program there's a little map on how to get to the Commons, where the food is. And we're running a little bit late, but we're still going to start at 1 o'clock, so you've got an hour to get over there, eat, and come back. So we will start at 1 o'clock with the making the case for a new investigation. And we have some great scientists, Graham McQueen, Kevin Ryan, William Pepper will be here, so Tony Zambodi, so you don't want to miss it, okay? So we'll see you after lunch. And if you have written out some questions, if you put them on the ticket counter out there, then we'll get them, okay?